Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andrea Nirenberg's here. Andrea is a long-time, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the galactic guru on networking. She's the author of Savvy Networking, Networking for Veterans, Nonstop Networking. Let's see, I get this other one. Million Dollar Networking. You're starting to get the picture here, folks. You're starting to see the trend, right? Starting to get the common denominator. But there's one other common denominator, one other thing that you need to know about her. She's very smart and very beautiful. She's our good friend, Andrea Nirenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, you're always so nice. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. It makes my day when you join us, Andrea. Okay, you're going to help us. You're going to help me go to a scary place, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Inside the head of females.
Okay.
My wife tells me I don't need to go there, and I try not to any more than I have to, because it is a scary place. It's fraught with peril for me too, by the way. But you've been helping some folks understand how to attract female customers, haven't you?
Right. Exactly. And that's the whole thing, because as we all know, and probably if you don't know some of the statistics, that women are no longer a niche in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. In fact, Nielsen came out with a study that the female economic growth represents the biggest emerging market in the history of our planet. Mm-hmm. By 2020, I'm sure you know this, that women will control, and you know this is great for small business, $22 trillion.
Boston. Wow, that's really scary.
Exactly.
That's
as we scary. Already know, 85% of the business decisions and the home decisions are made by women. They're the CFOs mm-hmm. and usually the CEOs of their homes.
When I got really frightened at this kind of power is when I learned years ago that women buy almost all of the men's underwear.
Oh, okay, right. How do you like that? And then you really know something.
And I'm thinking,
right?
Holy mackerel, what's left, right?
Exactly. And here's something interesting: 70% of all new businesses are started by women,
yep.
Through research.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So the reality is that if you want to sell and market and connect and communicate with females, you have to understand and know them and understand why they're buying and what their buying motives are and what they're looking for to achieve, which is really different very often than from what men think.
Very different. One of the things that I know, and I say this with honesty, I say this with frankness, I say this with the facts behind me, and I say this with great respect. Women are more emotional about the things that they do. I'm not saying emotional in a weak way.
No.
You know what I'm saying, Andrea?
No, absolutely.
There's more emotion is more a part of their decision. Not that they can't be hard-nosed. I don't mean that at all. But that's one of the main things that I think is different from men.
Absolutely. And the idea is, you know, there were surveys taken, and specifically I know a lot of your listeners are also in the financial services world, in
right.
any world. And a lot of times when Pew Research did another study that when women were talking about which industries they were most dissatisfied with, do you have any idea which one it was?
Mm-mm.
Financial services. And
wow.
Usually if a woman is married and then gets divorced, or
right.
her spouse dies, if she
right.
didn't feel like she had a good relationship with the advisor, whether
mm-hmm.
female or male,
mm-hmm.
70% leave.
Wow.
So there's huge opportunity. There really is, because women are very good investors. They want to invest because they're goal-oriented, detail-oriented, methodical. They focus on long-term, and they want protection for their life, for their family. They want to be able to give properly. But
right.
they think about that, planning and the future.
There's no question about it. And you know, that's the reason why you see more female car salespeople. You know,
absolutely.
women a lot of times they want to deal with a woman. There was at once upon a time, well, anyway, it's very
but
interesting.
You're right. I'm actually doing a proposal right now to work with a car dealership, and it's interesting. None of their salespeople are women.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
that's
the idea
a mistake.
Is, yes, But a great thing that to think about, and remember also, and I've said this before on your show, there are four different generations now in the workplace.
At least.
Millennials, X, Boomers, and traditionalists.
I think there's four and a half.
Yeah, well, what's the half?
Well, the older folks, like I'll be one of these days.
Well, no, traditionalists are in but there's millennial, there's Generation X, Boomers, and then traditionalists. And what's fastly approaching is the iGen, which is the group that basically, like your grandchildren, like kids that were born with a computer in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Born with a USB plug in their head, yeah.
Absolutely, isn't it true? So it's just a matter of, when a woman, by the way, is being spoken to with an advisor or anybody who's trying to market her, thinking about, when somebody says, how am I doing, or what do you think about this? She really is, what does this mean to my lifestyle?
Right.
How can I afford for this? How can I afford for that? So there's a whole thing in how people can communicate and even shift in their thinking and have more heightened awareness when they're working with women.
There's no question about it, and women process information different from men.
Absolutely.
Women respond to words, to language, to metaphors, to examples, to references different from men. It's the list is very long, the differences, and they're not to be minimized. And when I say some of these things, it's not in any way, fashion, or form. I mean, I've earned my bones here on the show supporting women, but there's just a difference. There's just a stark difference in so many ways. And if you're not paying attention to that, so that women feel comfortable with you, they feel like they're valued, they're respected, that you're not talking to them as if they were, as if they were some guy, it makes a difference, doesn't it?
It makes a huge difference, and you have to think and understand what's important to her. And in order to do that, it's a very simple thing. Listen. Listen.
Oh, boy, that's a biggie. That's a huge one.
It's a big one because people usually don't always listen. They mm-hmm. hear, but they don't always listen.
Mm-hmm.
And they only sometimes listen with their eyes and not with their ears.
Here's a good example. We went to look for cars recently, and I'm way past features on the car. I've already done my homework. I'm way past that. The salesperson, he blows right by me, and he's showing my wife the features on the car.
Right.
Right? And so my wife and I leave, and I say, all that other stuff he was showing you, that we're beyond that. She says, I'm not. I enjoyed that.
Okay. See?
He was smart. He blew right.
Yeah.
He elbowed me out of the way.
He knew who had the checkbook.
And he also knew that she had things that she wanted to hear and to talk about.
I got
an education right there myself. 20 after, right back with Andrea Nuremberg. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.